Pluriversi Radio, podcasting dall'Università di Bergamo. Marco Lazzari, scuola interuniversitaria lombarda di specializzazione per l'insegnamento secondario, 28 novembre 2007. Per la serie di registrazioni del corso di tecnologia dell'educazione, oggi Elisabetta Crotti e Angela Filippini ci propongono un breve dialogo in inglese con espressioni idiomatiche e un guessing game. La registrazione è pensata per studenti del quinto anno del liceo linguistico. Buon ascolto.
Cari ragazzi, come promesso vi proponiamo una lezione alternativa che esemplifica l'utilizzo di alcune espressioni idiomatiche. Come spesso vi diciamo, è importante studiare la letteratura e saper scrivere in modo corretto, ma è altresì utile saper comprendere e padroneggiare l'inglese in un contesto comunicativo reale. Vi proponiamo all'inizio una breve definizione del concetto di espressione idiomatica. Idiom. In seguito ascolterete un dialogo intitolato Taking the Initiative. Qui vi verrà presentata la conversazione tra due ragazze ad un party. Il dialogo ruoterà intorno al tentativo di una delle due amiche di presentarsi ad un ragazzo. Con un suono verranno evidenziate alcune espressioni che diventeranno oggetto di discussione e approfondimento durante la nostra lezione. Dopo questa listening activity, dovrete cercare di indovinare il significato delle espressioni prese in esame, scegliendo tra due possibili alternative. Ovviamente non mancherà la spiegazione più dettagliata. Infine, vi proporremo alcuni esercizi che vi permetteranno di rielaborare in modo creativo e personale le espressioni appena acquisite. So, enjoy it!
An idiom is an expression, two or more words, whose meaning cannot be understood from the literal definition and the arrangement of its part, but it refers instead to a figurative meaning that is known only through common use. In the English language, if we consider the expression to climb the wall, for example, we have to admit that a foreign listener, knowing only the meaning of climb and walls, would be unable to get the right meaning of it, which is to go crazy, especially in an enclosed space or in a situation that is very boring. Idioms tend to confuse if you are not familiar with them. Students of a new language must learn its idiomatic expression the way they learn its other vocabulary. What's it in you?
What do you mean? I'm fine.
No, you aren't. Come on, whatever it is. Why don't you talk to me about it?
Well, see that guy over there? His name is Claudio. I've been trying to find a way to meet him for months. And now, here he is, but I don't have the courage to walk over there.
Come on, Laura, this is your chance. Just give it a shot. What do you have to lose?
He would never be with me.
Why do you say that?
Okay, it doesn't matter. I don't know why I even told you.
How do you know him, anyway?
We work in the same building.
Well, I think you should just bite the bullet, go over there and start a conversation.
Maybe later.
Why put it off? You two might get on well.
That will be the day.
Why are you so negative all of a sudden? I've never seen you like this.
Maybe you're right. I should just take the initiative and walk over there. But what should I say?
Now you're talking. Just introduce yourself and start talking about the party or mention that you've seen him at work. He will probably recognize you too.
Well, maybe. Oh, you're probably right. If I miss this chance, I'll never forgive myself. Well, off we go. Wish me luck. Now, try to guess the meaning of these expressions. Number one, what's eating you? Does it mean, what are you eating? Or, what's the matter? The right answer is, what's the matter? What's bothering you? For example, I don't want to talk right now.
What's hitting you?
Nothing. I'll talk to you later. Can you guys think about another example? Number two, to give it a shot. Does it mean to try something or to have some alcoholic drink? The right answer is to give something a chance to happen. That is to say, to try something. For example, I was offered a new job.
Will you take it?
Yeah, I think I'll give it a shot. Number 3, to bite the bullet. Does it mean to take the courage to do something or to do something with your computer? For example, don't keep talking about it, just bite the bullet and do it. So, the correct definition is to make the decision to do something that takes courage. Do you know what a bullet is? It is connected to war, guns. We're sure you know it. It is a small object fired from a gun. Indeed, this expression has an interesting origin. It comes from the medical profession. Because in the past, doctors had to perform amputation, especially on the battlefield, when no anesthesia was available. So the patient was given a bullet and told to bite it in order to distract him from the pain of the operation. Number 4, to put it off. Does it mean to take your clothes off or to postpone something? If you remember, just a few days ago, you asked us to put our English test off because you needed some extra days to revise the lesson. So the right answer is to postpone or delay until later. By the way, our English test won't be put off. Number 5, that will be the day. Does it mean that day will never come or I'm looking forward for that day to come? The right one is the second answer, which means that will never happen. Number 6, now you're talking. The right meaning is I agree with you now or it's your turn to talk. Would you like an example? Let's take a week's vacation.
Only a week?
Okay, a month.
Now you're talking.
So, the solution is, I didn't agree with what you said, but now I completely agree. Wait a sec. Don't go away, we're not done yet. For the next time, using this new expression you learned during this lesson, write a dialogue which you will act out in front of the classroom. You can work in pairs. This is the situation. A young couple is at a fancy restaurant and they see a famous couple at another table, let's say Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They are talking about whether or not to approach a famous actor for an autograph. You may start with, we have to meet them. What are we going to do? Have fun with it!
See you next time!